Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and this is the Money Girl Podcast, where my mission is to help you live rich and love the journey. I just got back from the most fun work trip. I got to go to New York to do some media and was able to meet up with some family there. And we went to see Mean Girls. That was so much fun. If you get the opportunity to see that in New York, that was terrific. We had a beautiful day to walk on the High Line and good food, good times. But I'm glad to be back in the studio recording for you this week. If you have ever received a balance transfer credit card offer through the mail or online, you may have wondered if it could help or hurt your finances. These promotional offers can be an easy way to save money. However, if you do not use them wisely or you don't understand the fine print, they can actually cost you money. So this show is for you if you have ever had an interest in a balance transfer card or just want to learn more. I'm going to explain what a balance transfer credit card is, the pros and cons, and when it can help you save money. You're going to learn smart tips to cut your interest expense and get out of debt faster. As always, you don't need to jot anything down because the notes for this and every show, plus the full archive of podcasts, are over in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 563, How to Save Money Using a Balance Transfer Credit Card. So we'll start out by talking about exactly what a balance transfer credit card is. It's just like a regular credit card, except that it includes an incentive to transfer balances from other accounts. You pay an annual percentage rate, or APR, of 0%, nada, during a promotional period that's typically in the range of 6, maybe up to 18, in some cases 21 months. And in general, you're going to need good credit to qualify for the best transfer deals. Every offer is a little different depending on who's issuing the offer and your financial situation and your credit, but the longer the promotional period, the better. So you want to look for the longer promotional period if you can get 24 months, that's terrific. And during that time, you don't accrue one penny of interest until the promotion expires. However, you typically do have to pay a one-time balance transfer fee, and these might range from 2% to 5% of the amount that you transfer. For example, if you transfer $1,000 to a card with a 3% transfer fee, you'll be charged $30. So that increases your debt balance from $1,000 to $1,030. So you want to choose a transfer card with the lowest transfer fee and also one with no annual fee when possible. When you're approved for a transfer card, you're given a credit limit, just like with other types of credit cards. You can use that credit limit to pay off just about any type of debt. Maybe it's a balance on a different credit card that's got a high interest rate, maybe an auto loan or a personal loan, in an amount up to your credit limit on the transfer card. Once you get approved, most issuers provide paper convenience checks, or they give you the option to have funds deposited into your bank account so then you can pay one or more of your creditors. Or in some cases, they may require that you complete an online form where you indicate who to pay, the account number, the amount, and then they send the funds to your creditors on your behalf. After the transfer is complete, the debt balance moves over to your transfer card account, and any transfer fee is added. But even though no interest is added to your account, you must still make monthly minimum payments throughout the entire promotional period, and you definitely do not want to miss a payment. If you miss a payment, that means that your very sweet 0% APR could be ripped out from under you and replaced with a default rate, and these can be as high as 30%. That's like the worst thing. So that could easily wipe out any benefits that you hope to get by doing a balance transfer in the first place. I've used several balance transfer offers over the years, and they really can be an easy way to save money when used the right way. Doing a transfer is a good strategy if and only if you know for sure that you can pay off the balance before the offer's expiration date. Interestingly, Debt.com just came out with their 2018 credit card survey. They found that 68% of respondents used a no-interest balance transfer offer and paid off their balances in time, but 32% didn't. That's not good because carrying a balance after the promotion means that your interest rate goes back up to the standard rate, which could be higher than what you were paying before you did the transfer. So here are some examples for when doing a transfer is a good idea. Let's say you're having a really good year at work and you're expecting to receive a bonus at the end of the year, like a $5,000 bonus within 6 months. You plan to use that bonus to wipe out your $4,000 credit card debt. So instead of waiting for the bonus, you could just pay off the balance with a no-interest transfer card. When you get the bonus, then you'd pay off the transfer card in full before the promotion expires. You would pay no interest and save money during that promotional period. Another example is if you bought a car. Let's say you had really bad credit and you got a very high 17% APR auto loan. If your credit is better now, you could apply for a balance transfer card and save money. Let's say your auto payment is $500 a month and you have about $8,000 left to pay over the next 18 months on the loan. If you were to transfer that balance to a card that offers 0% interest for 18 months with a 3% transfer fee, you would come out ahead. Here's how I figured out that this would be a good move. You simply divide your debt balance plus any transfer fee by the number of months in the promotion. That shows you how much to pay each month in order to wipe out the balance in time. So for this example, if your balance is $8,000 and you've got a 3% transfer fee, the fee would be $240. So that's 3% of $8,000. So your new total would be $8,240. If you divide that by 18 months, that gives you a $460 monthly payment. So if you make that $460 a month payment to the card over the 18-month promotional period, you would keep the car's original payoff schedule and save more than $1,000 in interest. To figure a loan's interest expense, it's really easy to use the loan amortization schedule template in Excel. So when you open up Excel and it'll ask you if you want a new document and it pulls up several templates. There's one called Loan Amortization Schedule. You can just input the information about your loan and see how much interest you would save over time. The bottom line is that you've got to have a solid exit strategy for paying off your balance before the promotional rate on a transfer card disappears. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still you'll make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All right, so back to that common question about using a balance transfer credit card, how it affects your credit. Well, a top factor in your credit scores is how much debt you owe on revolving accounts, and those are things like credit cards and lines of credit that never close, compared to your available credit. This is known as your credit utilization ratio. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I'm sure you've heard me talk about this before. For instance, if you have $2,000 in credit card debt and $8,000 in available credit, you're using one quarter of your limit, and you have a 25% credit utilization ratio. It's calculated for each of your revolving accounts and also as a total on all of them. I recommend using no more than 20% of your available credit in order to build or maintain optimal credit scores. You want to have a low utilization because that shows that you can use credit responsibly without maxing out your accounts. Getting a new balance transfer credit card or even an additional limit on an existing card instantly raises your available credit. That lowers your credit utilization ratio, which boosts your scores. Likewise, the opposite is true when you close a credit card. In other words, closing a card after transferring the entire balance may seem like a good way to clean up your financial life. However, it comes with unintended consequences. One is that closing a credit card instantly shrinks your available credit, which spikes your utilization ratio and causes your scores to drop. So instead of canceling a paid-off card, make a strategic decision to file it away or just use it sparingly for purchases that you pay off in full each month. Another factor that plays a small role in your credit scores is the number of recent inquiries for new credit. So applying for a transfer card typically causes a small short-term dip in your credit. Having a temporary ding on your credit usually isn't a big deal, unless you have plans to finance a big purchase, such as a house or a car, within the next 6 months. So remember that if you don't close a credit card after transferring a balance to a new account, and you don't apply for other new credit accounts around the same time, the net effect should actually raise your credit scores. Okay, now let's talk about some of the pros and cons of using a balance transfer card. The first pro is that it reduces your interest expense. This is the whole purpose of doing a transfer in the first place. It's to temporarily eliminate interest so you save money even after paying a transfer fee. Shifting debt to a 0% interest card obviously doesn't make the debt go away, but it can make it less expensive for a limited period. The second benefit is paying off debt faster. If you use the savings from doing a balance transfer to pay down debt balances, you will eliminate them faster. And number three, lowering your credit utilization ratio. As I mentioned, if you get a new balance transfer card, you're going to have more available credit. That instantly lowers your credit utilization and boosts your credit scores. Okay, on the flip side, let's talk about the cons of a balance transfer card. The first negative is that you have to pay a transfer fee. As I covered, there's usually a one-time fee for the amount transferred in the range of 2 to 5%. The second negative is paying a higher interest rate after the promotion. If you're not sure that you'll be able to pay off a transfer card balance by the end of the promotional period, please don't use one. Your new standard rate will vary by issuer and your financial situation, but it could spike dramatically. And the third downside is giving up student loan benefits. This is something a lot of people don't think about, but it's generally not a good idea to use a transfer card to pay off federal or private student loans. The problem is you forfeit repayment or forgiveness options on federal student loans after the debt is transferred to a credit card. Also, you give up the opportunity to claim a tax deduction on up to $2,500 in interest paid on federal or private student loans. You get this tax break even if you don't itemize deductions on your tax return, so you definitely want to claim it. In contrast, interest paid on a credit card is never deductible. I'll put a link to IRS Publication 970, Tax Benefits for Education, in the show notes if you're interested in learning more about that tax break for student loans. Now that you understand how transfer credit cards work, the pros and the cons, here are some more smart tips to make using them pay off. So the first tip is to transfer your highest interest debts first. Getting rid of your most expensive balances first will save you the most. You also want to take advantage of any no-fee transfer offers. Some cards actually don't even charge a fee if you complete a transfer during a limited period, such as within 60 days after opening a new account. Now, if you don't make the deadline, you can still complete a transfer, but a fee would apply. Maintain good credit. The length of a 0% interest promotion and the available credit limit you receive depends largely on your credit. So building great credit will allow you to qualify for the best transfer offers. And don't make new purchases on a balance transfer card. A transfer card typically offers this zero interest promotion only on balances that you transfer. So depending on the card's standard rate, it may not be a good option to use for new purchases. It may have a very high interest rate on new purchases. You may have a different credit card that would be a better choice. And lastly, have a payoff plan. As I've mentioned, the real trick to using a transfer card successfully is to have a realistic plan to pay off the balance before the promotional rate expires, or be sure that the interest rate will be reasonable after the promotion ends. If you can save money during the promotional period despite any balance transfer fees, you're going to come out ahead. And if you plow your savings back into your balance instead of spending it, you'll get out of debt faster than you thought possible. Before we go, I want to thank a couple of listeners who are also students of my best-selling class, Get Out of Debt Fast, A Proven Plan to Stay Debt-Free Forever. Ashley D. says, I've been listening to the Money Girl podcast for a few years now, but this was very helpful in getting myself organized with all the appropriate resources. Debt is my biggest life stressor, and I honestly feel more at ease. Thanks, Laura. Thank you, Ashley. And Deidre B. says, I appreciate the resource materials and templates. The explanations were clear and very easy to understand. I feel empowered to take control of my finances. Deidre, I'm so glad to have you in the class. If you're stressed about debt or know that it's keeping you from reaching your financial goals, check out this super affordable course. You'll join the ranks of hundreds of students around the globe who are now on solid financial ground and confident about where their finances are headed because they enrolled. I love online learning because you get lifetime access to the content and get to learn at your own pace. You can get a 50% discount or just learn more by sending me a text. Text the phrase debt course, D-E-B-T-C-O-U-R-S-E with no space. Send that to the number 33444. Or you can get more information at lauradadams.com. Enroll and get out of debt fast to start your journey to becoming debt-free today. I hope to see you in class. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
This episode is brought to you by Macmillan, our publisher. This year, Macmillan turned 175 years old. And to celebrate, we brought together Macmillan employees to share their favorite stories of working here. From publishing best-selling books.
And I just remember seeing them across the concourse. And I started running up to them. I'm like, you're number one, you're number one. And we all started jumping up and down.
To making a difference in the world.
Of all the books that I've worked on, I feel like this book, more than any other, has changed people's lives. And that's an incredible opportunity.
To the impact working here has on our own lives.
You know, being at Macmillan was kind of a big part of our story to begin with.
We officially listed our location on the marriage certificate as the Flatiron Building, and we couldn't find any others that matched in the records, so.
So we're just going to go ahead and say that we're the first to actually get married in the Flatiron Building.
Macmillan, bringing authors and readers together since 1843. For more stories of our long-standing history in the publishing business, follow us on social at Macmillan USA. That's MacMillan USA.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.